The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Channel Radio and bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, May the 9th. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host is the absolutely stunningly gorgeous Bird.
You silly sausage, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, how are you doing?
You called me beautiful this morning.
Oh, you missed it.
I know.
It was a waste of my effort, wasn't it?
I know. Oh, you're lovely.
Yeah, I said, and the beautiful Mr. Andrews. I can never call you Paul. I always call you Mr. Andrews.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't know why.
It's a woman thing, that, isn't it? I quite often get called Mr. by women. Why do you think that is?
Well, I know why that is, but it's not like that for me.
You can make of that what you like. You can take that any direction you want to go in.
What do you know? What's up?
Well, what's up? I'll tell you what's up. There's lots of interesting stuff. We were just talking about this on the pre-show show.
I loved it.
Yeah, I did a young enterprise finals for Kent and Medway. Mm. And last year, by the way, I didn't mention this in the pre-show show, our finalists went all the way to the national finals last year. So there's a southern area final and then a national final. Then there's a European final. And last year's finalists from Kent got all the way to the nationals. And we had another fabulous set of schools entering companies into the company awards scheme. So it was brilliant. Yeah, so really pleased and looking good for the future.
Yeah, the future is bright in Kent.
It certainly is for small business. And I don't know if I mentioned this last week or not. I probably did because I say the same thing over and over again. But we now have, for the first time, more than 100,000 businesses in Kent. And that's a 25,000 extra in the last two and a half years, which is absolutely amazing. It's a trend that's been happening. It's a trend that's going to continue to happen. Our politicians and our media need to catch up with that trend, because they're still thinking about businesses, but it's nearly all small businesses. Mm. In fact, the numbers are absolutely staggering. 99.9%, i.e. 99.9% of all businesses are SMEs.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I loved what you said. I loved about when you picked out the one skill was enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you're in that enthusiastic state in business, it doesn't feel that great, does it?
No.
You question it. Am I doing the right thing? Am I on the right path? Am I selling the right products? Is this the right product?
Yeah.
But yet you're saying, actually, that's the biggest skill that should be there.
Yeah. I do this thing, as you know, if you've ever heard me do any of my talks, I always finish it off with a quote from Martin Luther King Jr., talking about enthusiasm. Mm. And he said, if you're called to sweep streets as Michelangelo painted, as Shakespeare wrote poetry, as Beethoven composed music, sweep streets that all the hosts of heaven and earth sing hallelujah, there goes the greatest street sweeper that ever lived. It doesn't matter what you do in your life, you do it with enthusiasm, it'll work.
I agree, and
that's the whole thing. And you know, being in business, you can't be positive all the time. You know, there's lots of negatives, there's lots of down periods, there's lots of stress, there's lots of times when, you know, you have to think, blimey, I need to rethink what I'm doing here. But the underlying enthusiasm, the willingness to keep going, that's the key thing.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, lots going on.
Yeah, love it.
We've got a great show today. We've got some fabulous guests. Of course, we want to hear from you, the businesses out there in the southeast of England. And you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford. 01233 220035. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with me live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag BBunker. BBunker. So do that. And do you know what, Bird?
What?
I've just had a quick count up.
Go on, tell me. Have we done it? Have we done it this week?
Tweets. We've set an all-time record. It's 1,940,700,000,000 and two. And I counted them. Yeah.
Our guests are thinking, what have I come into today?
Yeah.
These two are absolutely bonkers.
Shall I read you the first one?
Let's do it.
It's really...
Let's start and just work our way through them.
It's really in-depth, this. It is the most in-depth tweet I've ever had.
Go on.
I tweeted, would you like a shout-out? And if you would, tweet me with Business Bunker. And somebody called Susie Flashman Jarvis has gone, yes, please. So, Susie, whoever you are, here's your shout out.
She's productive, isn't
yeah,
she?
I'd love to know what you do. But that's the absolutely lovely Susie Flashman Jarvis.
whoever you may be.
And your shout out. You can follow Susie on the Twitter. It's Susie, S-U-S-I-E-F-J. And if I could click on it, which I would, but I'm not going to at the moment because then I'll lose my place. If I clicked on it, I'm sure we'd find out what she does. But that's a shout out for Susie.
I hear we have the heating hub on soon.
We do indeed.
They're very excited about it.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen it? They've been getting carried away. They've asked about five shout-outs
today. I know. 114 hashtag hot dogs entered. And we're loving the hashtag pooch pics. So, hashtag Bee Bunker, shout out for more entries at Vanilla Web. Can't wait to be with you on next week's show. Well, I'd like them to bring a couple of dogs in, but we're not allowed them in, are we?
No.
That's a shame, isn't it? Yeah. I've often wanted to bring Honey in with me. She'd be great in here.
People do turn up with some strange things.
They do. We've had babies, haven't we?
Yeah, but when in Dimchurch, we've had a porcupine, Fred the porcupine, but Fred snaffled all the biscuits off the side.
You have not, surely.
Yeah.
Who takes a porcupine around with them?
No.
Has it got issues or something? Has it got separation issues?
He was big as well.
Well, they're not small, are they? They're not like little hedgehogs.
He was a real big one. Next door to the studio, there was a guy that was a keeper at Portland Zoo. Mm. And he had a unit there where he looked after animals that were under the weather. But he had his own pet porcupine called Fred. And Fred lived there all the time and he used to wander around all day. And then when you weren't looking, he'd sneak into our studio and nick the biscuits off the side.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And, of course, we had alpacas on the radio and all kinds.
Yeah.
Horrible things.
They're
alpacas.
Dodgy.
They spit at you,
They're dodgy.
Yeah. I've had a tweet from Margaret Kane, and she's known on the Twitter as Moni Mags.
What is it today? It's going to be one of them days, isn't it?
Yeah, M-O-A-N-Y-M-A-G-S, Moni Mags. And she says, for another web, can I have a Business Bunker shout-out, please, for Elite Driver Solutions? They provide HTV drivers UK and European driving experience, and their Twitter handle is ED Solutions.
Cool.
Yeah, ED Solutions. So Margaret, you're more than welcome to have a shout out. And while we're on, the lovely Kim's been on as well.
Yeah.
Loving the Business Bunker show as always.
She
That's
always
Kim
does.
Stevens from Caring
we
Kim.
We love her.
Yeah.
The Beast at Betts Sus Parks. Don't forget hashtag Bee Bunker.
Yeah. Betts Hangar Sustainable Park.
Yes. Listeners get 25% off their corporate bookings. Go now.
Yeah. It's the world's largest inflatable obstacle course. It's there. On my Twitter line, there's actually a video of it as well.
Yeah.
It's the world's largest inflatable obstacle course. It's at Betts Hangar Park over the weekend of the next bank holiday, and it's open for corporate bookings, and you can get 25% off if you mention the Business Bunker Show.
Yeah.
It looks awesome.
It does.
Martin White's trying to get me and him to enter a team, but I think we'd probably burst something if we went on.
No, I'll tell you what, I'll train you. I'll train the both of you.
We probably flatten someone. Probably some poor kid under us.
Such a great
flattened
strategy.
By two 20-stone blokes trying to heave themselves over.
It's the greatest strategy ever. Yeah. We don't need fitness. We just need size.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. boom. Yeah. Yeah, but no. Check it out on Betts Hangar Sus Parks is their Twitter handle, I believe. Or Betts Hangar Park, if you Google it.
It is.
And they have loads of things there. Last weekend, they had an open-air... film show.
They've done something really different with it now.
Yeah,
they
had a BFG.
I only know it as, and I'm not going to get started talking about bikes yet, Justin, but I know it as Falmead, so and you do a lot of cycling around there.
Yeah, cycle tracks and stuff there. Yeah, there's loads of stuff there. Yeah, no, it's a really good place. Yeah, really great place. The Stove Hub have been on. A shout out, please.
Just looking at it now.
Yeah. A shout out, please, Vanilla Web, for local foodies to come and showcase their cuisine on our wood cooker on the 19th and the 21st of May at the Tenterton Food Festival.
Cool.
Right, well, I'm going to be there because they blagged me into cooking something, right?
Well, you're a good cook, though, to be fair.
Yeah, but because they were all rude to me, especially that Denise, yeah?
Yeah.
She demanded that I cook her something, so what I'm going to do for Denise, and just for Denise, I'm going to reheat one of my kebabs from Zaffa's kebab van by the toilets we got this.
With no salad?
Yeah, no. No salad.
This no is salad, disgusting.
No sauce.
I'm having
no salad,
sorry
no sauce.
Guests.
No salad,
You're
no
not
sauce.
Nervous now, are you? Yeah. Now we're just ranting like this. Yeah. Now you're like, they're idiots. They're just talking about.
Yeah, so I'm going to reheat I'm going to reheat a kebab for Denise, but for everyone else, I'm preparing, wait for this, Asian seared sesame tuna.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a shout out to one of my business buddies.
Yeah?
Yeah. Deborah Turner at U Image Consultancy. Please, hashtag B Bunker, give her a shout out.
So.
Yes.
Release your brilliance.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty good, huh?
Wasn't it, hey? Yeah, Jobs in Kent, thank you very much. One of my big sponsors.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Went very well. I wasn't allowed to go, being of the girly persuasion.
No, we had a women's only event. It's awesome.
I tried to
amazing.
Go. I even sponsored it in the hope that they'd let me in. But no,
even trying to say, I'll MC it. No, you're fine. But we got one coming
feedback
up for men.
Was brilliant, though.
It was. Yeah. Wasn't it tremendous? Just amazing. Amazing, amazing. So, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Then we got the Andrea Barker, confidence coach, wants a shout out. Have a great show, please. It's hashtag Mental Health Awareness Week. I can help with anxiety and stress. So that's Andrea Barker, confidence coach. Go check her out.
Cool. I've had an email from the lovely Emma Santa. And Emma's the commercial director at Kent County Cricket Club. And she says, we've got new branding opportunities and they're available at Kent Cricket during 2018. Kent Cricket will be releasing new branding sites around the ground and digital advertising opportunities on the new digital replay screen scoreboard. Woo.
Mm-hmm.
Is out. Yeah. If you'd like to know more, please get in touch. And you can email Emma at emma.santer, that's S-A-N-T-E-R, .kent@ecb.co.uk.
I wonder if the lights flash in the flats.
I beg your pardon.
Well, you know, they've got new flats being built.
Yeah, built flats all around the ground.
So I wonder where that is, and hopefully it doesn't flash into the flats.
Oh, what, the floodlights?
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, the floodlights, yeah. Nowadays, I know, this is stupid that I know about stuff like this.
It's not, that's why I said it to you, because I knew you would.
I used to own a football club, and we, as you do, and we had to build floodlights, and we had houses around the ground. But there are floodlights you can get that don't shine. That doesn't make sense, does it? But they don't shine. They're directed floodlights. They shine onto the pitch, but there's no diffused glow around them. There is a little bit, really. It's just a bit of marketing fluff to people going, all right, you can put them in my bedroom window then, and that'll be fine.
I think we should do a new element on this show. What has Mr. Andrews not done yet? Mm. That's what I think we should do. Or what has he not owned yet? Have you been to the North Pole?
No.
Ha! There we go. Anyway.
Exactly. You name that chain in one. There's millions of things
There's
I haven't
no
done.
Game. There's no game in that at all,
Bert. There's millions of things I haven't done. I'll tell you what, you got an email.
Yes, I have. This is about Kent and Victor Chambers. I'm just going to do a whole list of what's coming up for them. So this is four events in May and June. So the 11th of May, investigating discipline and grievances in the workplace, 8:30 till 12:30. We then have 18th of May, Muesli Mafia, wait for the best joke ever, everybody. Breakfast Network, go, Mr. Andrews.
What?
Do you want to do your funny joke?
My old joke.
About Muesli Mafia.
About introducing them to the ladies' what latte.
That's right.
So they can have a full breakfast.
Wait for the laugh.
Yeah.
That's 7:30 till 9:30. We then have on the 25th of May, managing sickness absence, 8:30 till 12 p.m. Then we have 25th of May, chat and business coffee hour, 10:30 till 12. We then have... Oh, my gosh, it's all over the place. I'm doing well here. 20th of June, annual networking summer barbecue, 12 till 2 in the afternoon. And then Chatham Business Coffee Hour, 29th of June, 10:30 till 12.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from BNI Meridis. I'm not sure how to pronounce this. It's their Twitter handle is BNI, _ MERIDIES. Meridis. Meridies.
Yeah. Meridies. Very interesting. I love it when English pops up like that and you don't know what it says.
Yeah.
Because we're educated people, you know.
Exactly. It says, hi, Paul, Vanilla Webb. We meet on Tuesdays at the Medway Innovation Centre and we're one of the few BNI groups that meet at lunchtime, not breakfast. Yay, way to go. They meet from 12 till 2 p.m. and refer business to our members. And we've got an open day on June the 6th. So there's an interest fee of £15, but that includes lunch. So that's not bad. So you can go along to that. It's Tuesday the 6th of June, 12 till 2, at the Innovation Centre Medway, ME59FD. And you can follow BNI _ Meridies, Meridies, Meridis, on Le Twitter. Do that.
Martin Tickner, elected chair of Wealden Business Group, Tenterden-based independent financial advisor Martin Tickner, principal of Financial Choices, has been elected as chair of the Wealden Business Group. They're directly opposite you, aren't they?
Yeah, they invited me to that. It's a breakfast meeting.
It's lovely. I've spoken there a couple of times.
I said it was
maybe
too far for me to go.
Yeah, directly opposite.
No.
Literally, really? He walks there in 2 seconds. Anyway, Martin, 61, has worked...
But it's at 7 o'clock in the morning.
As an IFA in Tenterden for more than 17 years, lives in the town and is married with two grown-up daughters and a son. Says Martin, I'm delighted to have been elected and I'm looking forward to growing our membership and maintaining the stability of what is one of the most professional and friendliest networking groups in the area. I've got to say, I went and spoke. They were awesome. Big, big group. Really nice. So really go and check them out. So that's Wealden Business Group.
They've been going a long time as well.
They have.
Very, very robust group. And they do a lot of good work with charitable collections. Yep. Raise many thousands of pounds. Yeah, if I could get up in the morning, I'd certainly go.
Yeah, that's how much support I got. He didn't even come over and watch me speak.
I know, that's true. I did ask you to drop by with a cup of tea when you finished, so did I? Yeah. Tenterden Twilight I've been on. Yeah, must have been my mention of the toilets in Tenterden there, because the lovely folks at Tenterden Twilight are also known as Tenterden Loos, or Tenterden Toilets, because they do the cleaning of the loos, and we have the cleanest loos in the world.
They are lovely.
It's where I eat my kebabs.
Justin, have you been there yet?
No, I haven't.
They're really useful for bikers.
Yeah.
The toilets.
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. In what sense?
Using them.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're nice. They're really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
If you're in there on a Tuesday, the business bunker's on in there.
No, you think we're joking?
It is. Trust me.
We're famous.
Yeah. So that's Tenterden Twilight, the facilities management and cleaning company. Have asked for a shout out. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Yeah, go on, do it.
We're going to play some cheesy tunage.
I can't wait for this.
And when we come back, we're going to talk to our first guest. What do you reckon?
Love it.
Yeah.
I love this.
Sorry. Yeah.
I love it.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5. For service and devotion. Shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. RiftAccounting.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Do you need suppliers you can trust for your Kent business? Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business show worth visiting. Grow Kent, June the 14th at the Mercure Great Danes Hotel, Maidstone. Get free tickets at growkent.co.uk or come on the day.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 9th of May. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely gorgeous Bird.
I think we need to do this a little bit slicker.
Go on then.
I think you should say it is with me, Paul Andrews, and then I come on go, and me, Bird on the bike.
Oh, you want to do it like that?
I want to, this is my wingman for the day, Bird on the bike.
You want to do it like Malcolm and Wise?
Yes. Yes.
Bring me sunshine.
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we do it again
do
now?
Do it again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, pretend you didn't hear this. Right. Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, May the 9th. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews.
And me, Sarah Ann Lucas, Bird on a Bike.
Hey, yeah. That works.
See what I mean?
Who's Sarah Ann Lucas?
I don't know. It's Bird.
I didn't realise there were two of them.
I know. Do you know what? So many people have got no idea who I am. Bird.
Yeah, she's a twin.
When I was doing Release Your Brilliance last week, a couple of the girls went to me, I've got no idea what your name is. I only know you as Bird. Yeah. that's good marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Ethel Bray have been on again.
Have they?
They have. Hope you've got your matching pair on.
Ooh.
It's World Lost Sock Day today.
It is World Lost Sock Day today. Really?
Yeah. So, Etherbray Limited, I love you each week. Thank you for always connecting with us. There's your shout out.
Yeah. Lost Sock Day.
There's always
it
that
does happen, doesn't it?
But it's on trend now. I'm sorry. Years ago, we used to get really worried about this. Now, nobody cares about wearing...
But my kids always deliberately wear odd socks anyway.
Yeah, it's easy.
Deliberately. Mm. Yeah.
I know. So that's it. There you go. Nice and easy. It's World Sock Day. Do we really need a sock day for that?
Blimey.
I know.
Did we get a day off for that?
It ought to be a bank holiday, at least, isn't it? Yeah, while we search for a sock. Absolutely. Guess what? We've had another tweet. Guess who from?
Denise?
The Stove Hub.
Oh.
Again, they're in full flow today.
Are they?
Yeah. They said, Vanilla Web, can we have a cheeky second shout-out, please? Go on. For our Mr. Harry Covert pop-up restaurant at our showrooms on the 16th and 17th of June. Delights from the Woodcooker. If you go anywhere, go to that. On the 16th and 17th of June. Their showrooms in Rochester. I'll give you the address in a minute. But Harry Covert is absolutely spot on. He staged a special lunch for me for my birthday year before last. I had a big birthday. I was 21 or something. Mm-hmm. And he did the food for me. I've known Harry for a long, long time. He's absolutely awesome. Go to this. Mm. It's at the Secret Supper at the Stove Hub showroom. Mr. Harry Covert with a pop-up restaurant. You mustn't say who he is. Some of us know who he is.
Oh, he's the secret chef, isn't he?
He's the secret chef.
Yeah.
Mr. Harry Covert.
Yeah.
Do you get it? That's a double pun, Harry Covert. Do you get it? No. I'll explain it later.
Thanks. Okay.
Yeah. It's on the 16th and 17th of June, and it's at the Stove Hub, and they're in Rochester High Street, if I remember rightly. But follow the Stove Hub on the Twitter, and they'll tell you all about it. I've also had a tweet from Daisy and Sam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And they say, can we have a shout-out for Hawthorne Farm CT3, please? That's their Twitter handle, Hawthorne Farm CT3. And they say, can we have a Business Bunker shout out? We're a charming, pet-friendly holiday cottages with two donkeys. It's not to be stiff, that, is it? and they're one of the prize destinations for the winners of the Stove Hub's hot dog competition. But I think I saw Knees was there with her daughter recently, and they seem to be having a very good time, and they posted quite a few pictures.
Nice.
So that's Hawthorne Farm, CT13, Daisy and Sam. I'm guessing I could get into a lot of trouble here. Daisy and Sam may well be the donkeys.
You are sure. If they're not, then that's
Daisy
what we should
and
have
Sam,
called them.
Really sorry.
Really sorry.
If they are, I'll bring you a carrot. Yeah.
Well, I really like this tweet, you know. Sally Laker says, at Vanilla Web, please can you say hello to my friend at Woody times 100, Steve Wood, an amazing photographer from army to civilian. So, and then right underneath it says, Steve Wood, wedding photographer in Whitstable, ex-British Army, please put a shout out and search for my name on Google. So Steve Wood. Great.
Cool. Yeah.
Love that.
Ex-combat photographer, I do believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just nice that you mate, you know, that we're all supporting each other and saying, can you give me a shout out? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna give a quick shout out to Jodie, who is known as Miss Rochester Curve.
Ooh.
I'll leave you to investigate. And you can follow Jodie on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is Rochester Curve, CURVE. Mm-hmm. Okay? So big shout out, Jodie. Nice one. Harry has tweeted. Harry Covert.
Of course.
And he says, come on, Paul, it's been a long time since you've been on a Harry event. You and Jules need to get a night out and get down here. You haven't got enough booze for Jules to turn up. There is not enough booze in the world to invite Jules to something, is there, really? Yeah. You need a Prosecco tanker for that. Yeah.
Have you seen some of the stuff that's coming through? Kimberly Stevens, working 9 to 5, and she's put a great gift there for you. It's brilliant. You want to check it out. Everybody's listening today. It's nice.
Yeah.
Big shout out to everybody. Yeah. Good. Phil Wilson. Hi, Vanilla Web. Have a fun show today. Please thank the talented Liz Norton at LN Presents on hashtag BBunker for a new logo for Percussion Exploits.
Blimey. It's a neat logo as well, isn't it?
It's like cool.
Was it a cat?
It's a cat with
in
a red
hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's difficult to say, isn't it, if you haven't got any teeth.
Cat in a hat.
Yeah.
Can
yeah, unless you're Dr. Zeus.
Nice.
I said cat in a hat a lot when I was with my kids.
I never
were
really
little.
Liked it.
Did you never read it?
No. Well, it wasn't really my thing, no.
And the Hungry Caterpillar.
Oh, that's a classic.
I still read that to my son. He's only 32.
He
punches me when I read it, but
you've started something with 9 to 5.
Oh.
Bridger House Limited have put 9 to 5 if only. I'm with you. I'm
come
with
on, Rog.
You.
Come on, Rog.
Exactly.
You've got to get up earlier, mate. What's he doing? 10 till 3. Now I know how hard you guys work. I've seen your holiday pictures.
And I always and I always love Jacqueline Offen's shout outs.
Oh, she's always rude to me.
No, there's no rudeness. It's like
she will be.
How about a hashtag shout out for JJ Systems on the Business Bunker and say hello bizradio.co.uk. So there you go, Jacqueline. Love it, love it, love it. Your animated shout outs.
This was yesterday, I guess, because you've missed it, but I'm going to read it anyway. There was a tweet-up meeting in Faversham this morning at 10 o'clock, and Gerard Jacomovicius has sent me a tweet to tell me about it, but a bit late now. Mm-hmm. They've finished.
Oh, that's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, never mind. Go to the next one.
Exactly. So, Business Startup and Entrepreneurs, Wednesday the 17th of May. Are you setting up in business? Are you young or not so young entrepreneur? Are you involved in mentoring and business support to innovators and startups? So the Gildens Solicitors and McCabe Ford Williams Chartered Accountants are holding a free seminar on the legal and NANCIAL essentials. Financial essentials. Oh, there's a nice new one now.
Hey, that do you know what they've done there? They pronounced it in one of your Plymouth accents, didn't it? It's a bit natural, isn't it? Hey, boy. Hello, boy. All right. What's some natural? What's a natural voice? Do you, my lover?
So, financial essentials of setting up in business. We will also hear from some of Kent's brightest young entrepreneurs on how they are building and growing successful business. So this is Wednesday, the 17th of May, 4:30 refreshments, and it starts at 5 p.m. with Sarah Astley talking about the different legal entities. Then we've got, it goes on to 5:45 with Daniela Usherwood from Kent's Food and Farming Entrepreneurs. Then we've got a panel, and then you've got drinks and networking. So it looks good. That's at Darwin Conference Room, Innovation Centre, Medway, Chatham.
Cool. I'm going to do one more tweet, and then we're going to speak to our first guest. I had a tweet from Telford Associates, and they're accountants, and they said, can we have a Big Business Bunker shout-out? Of course you can. Their Twitter handle is Kent_accountant. So do give them a follow, and that's Telford Associates, Mark Telford and the crew and the team over there in Canterbury. So big shout-out for them. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our first guest of the day onto the Business Bunker show. It's a pleasure to welcome Alicia Moyles. And Alicia is from Kent County Council, and she is from the Kent Supported Employment Team. Good afternoon, Alicia.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Thank you so much for tolerating the nonsense that's gone before this. And now we're going to get sensible and talk about something interesting. Thank you so much for joining us. Just to get us started, do you want to give us a quick overview of your role and what your group does?
Yeah, sure. So I look after Kent Supported Employment, and the aim is to support people with disabilities or disadvantages, and they could be physical disabilities, learning difficulties, or somebody on the autistic spectrum, to have the same chance to gain and sustain employment as a person with no disabilities.
Yeah.
And we do this by providing the correct professional help and support so that both the employer and the employee have a positive experience of employment.
Cool, absolutely. It's an area, as you know, of interest to me, and we've done some things together with your group and the kind of things that we're doing. And I just kind of want to explore where we are with this, because there's a lot of untapped talent out there. And people don't always recognise the talent that exists in people that have issues of another kind. But quite often those issues can be compensated for in a much bigger way, really, can they not?
Yeah, definitely. We're really, really keen to look at the individual and to take a bespoke approach to everybody that we work with. So everything that we do is completely client-centred. Mm. So it's all about the person that we're with. We're not trying to put people into boxes or to judge them. We do vocational profiling, which means we spend a lot of time with that individual, getting to know them in detail, understanding their barriers. But most importantly, as you correctly say, Paul, it's about understanding their skills and their strengths. Because a lot of people have been told, you know, I guess a lot of you here, you know, we've been at school and you've been told what you're not good at. And that really, as a careers professional, that's something I feel really passionate about. Let's forget that. Let's concentrate on what you are good at.
And that's not something that applies to people with supported needs. It applies to every single human being, because for some reason, as you quite right, well, you didn't say I'm saying this, but for some reason, our education system seems to be obsessed with fixing problems rather than supporting things. I used to do a talk many years ago that said if our school system had as part of the national curriculum Olympic sports, they would have taken someone like Usain Bolt and gone, okay, you're pretty quick, but your cross country is rubbish. Yep. So we're going to put you into a remedial cross country class. And you'd then end up with a mediocre cross country runner and a mediocre sprinter. Mm. Whereas we don't identify people's strengths and focus on it. And it's my experience of young people, well, not just young people, but most people, that if we're not very good at something, there's normally a reason. And that reason is either we're not motivated by it, we don't understand it, or we're just not interested in it. And no amount of trying to force someone to like something they don't like will ever work.
Culturally as well, in the UK, we specifically hone on what we're not good at. I mean, USA, my gosh, they're all about build strength. So totally culturally here as well. I love it.
So in your group, you spend a lot of time trying to identify these strengths. I don't know how you do that, but I'm fascinated by how you do that. Can you kind of give us a walk through how that happens?
Yeah, sure. So we're a team based across the whole of Kent. Mm. There's 25 people. And we have employment support officers. So everybody that is referred to us would first meet with an employment support officer, where we do the vocational profile, as I've said, get to know them better. We offer professional careers guidance. So it's a case of what makes you tick, what turns you on, what gets you out of bed in the morning. You know, are what you're looking for, the type of jobs that you're looking for, realistic? Are you selling yourself short? There's a lot of opportunities out there that you may not be aware of, but with your skills, you could really tap into those opportunities. Mm. So again, it's much about what you can do, not what you can't.
Yeah.
Everything about what we do is about empowering that client. Mm. So we're not there to spoon feed. We're there to take them on a journey and for them to progress forward. We do a lot of action planning with a client where they will go away, they will work on what we've talked about, and then they come back to us with the next steps. Everything's about empowering the client. We want to support somebody so much that we never see them again in the nicest possible way, so that if they change jobs in the future, they've got all those skills they need to be able to find employment themselves going forward. So we do a lot of travel training as well to support independence. Some people have never travelled on their own before, so it's all about how can we overcome all those barriers you've got, recognise those strengths to move you into some sustainable employment.
That's an important point as well, isn't it? Especially for someone like Kent, which is a fairly rural type of county in a lot of ways, and a lot of businesses aren't actually based in the centre of towns or cities these days.
Yeah.
So, you know, our public transport infrastructure is almost non-existent. So it's not an easy thing just to go and get a job, is it? And you can't tell everyone to get on a bike because some of them can't.
No.
I'm looking at Justin because he goes on about bikes. Absolutely. And do you know what, though, Alicia? It's really interesting because, as most people know, I own Jobs in Kent, the recruitment portal, and it's one of the huge arguments we have with so many people that tell me there's no jobs about, when in fact there's thousands and thousands and thousands. Currently, I looked up the numbers this morning, there are 767,000 unfilled job vacancies in the UK at the moment. What most people do is they have no real idea of how to go about applying for a job, and they don't know what kind of job to do. They get desperate, so they apply for anything. And when they don't get any response, they assume that the job doesn't exist rather than it's the wrong job. So one of the things I really love about what you guys are doing is you are sitting with people and helping them to explore what it is that they actually need to do and want to do and are good at. Actually, there's an awful lot of so-called able people could do with that as well. But I'm glad that you're doing it for people in that situation, because you need a little bit extra to, because people don't understand the world of work, and why should they? They haven't been in it, so they don't know what exists. So I love what you're doing. In the first instance, Alicia, how are people referred to you?
So our referral process is via adult social services. You can be referred to social services without actually having any other needs other than you fall into one of the categories that I mentioned earlier, but you're just looking for employment.
Right.
So this is very much, you don't have to have other needs from social services. You can just want to get a job.
Okay. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's good. That's great. So, and we always talk about, don't worry, we're not going to help you to find a job and then leave you there once you're in work. We'll support you in work as long as you need us there to support you.
Yeah.
But with all those, the idea of we will start to withdraw when you don't need our support anymore. So it's about that continuous development until you feel happy in the workplace.
If you don't mind, I'd like to kind of talk about the other side of this equation. And kind of, I'm not asking you to comment on this. This is my comment, so, you know, and I probably don't know what I'm talking about. From an employer's point of view, it's my contention that the vast majority of employment these days is with SMEs. That's where all the job creation is happening. And small businesses are notorious for being under-resourced in some areas of the world of work. So almost no SMEs have HR specialists that work for them, or people that can, you know, support and nurture people. They don't even have management. You know, they have the owner of the company and some staff, and that normally tends to be the pattern. So when you approach them and say, you know, there's something out of the ordinary here, a lot of them kind of go, oh, I don't think I can cope with that. So I want to explore that with you, and whether that is your experience initially. And because for me, it's just about educating them as much as anything else, because there's a lot of myths out there about what you can and can't do and have to do and all the rest of it. So if you don't mind, I'd like to explore some of that. Is that kind of thing an issue that you kind of deal with?
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head. I think people are really concerned. It's scary enough employing anybody anyway.
Exactly.
Yet somebody who may have some additional needs or may need some support. But we are there to be that interlink between the employer and the employee. So if there's any questions or anything's going wrong at 6 o'clock in the evening or 10 o'clock at night, first thing in the morning, 4 o'clock at a Tesco's depot up in Tumbridge, we are there to to pick up the phone to be that point of contact. Right. So no question's a silly question. Mm. We've worked with people who are worried about HR questions or if they feel they need to have a word with a member of staff about their performance.
Yep.
It's okay. Talk to us about that. Yep. We need to treat people on an equal plane.
Yep.
And we want to get them back on track. This isn't about penalising employers. This is about supporting
them. Yeah, absolutely. Because that's a really difficult one, isn't it? An employer, you know, you're absolutely right. Employers are scared enough of employing anyone these days. They're going, whoa, you know, I can't say anything because it's all politically correct and all the rest of it. So I guess a big question is, well, what if they don't cut the mustard? You know, can I never get rid of this person because they, you know, I'm going to die because I've done something politically incorrect?
Yeah. No, that's fine. We understand employment law and where the constraints of that are. So we're happy to advise on that.
Cool. Okay. As you also know, I'm the president of the Kent Deaf Children's Society. And we struggle a lot to find work experience for our young adults. And the perception of a lot of those young adults is difficulties. And so, for instance, the biggest thing we get is, oh, well, if I give them work experience and the fire alarms went off, they wouldn't hear the fire alarms. We know for a fact that there are ways around that, and there are government incentives and schemes and grants to have deaf-friendly systems. Is that the case with other forms of disability and supported needs?
Yeah, definitely. And we will help people to have natural supports. If they need some assistance in the workplace, we can advise how that can happen and how you can obtain this equipment. There's even things like training and systematic instruction, which shows you how to train somebody in a different way than traditionally. Instead of talking lots of words at somebody, explain to them why they're doing what they're doing and the impact that that's going to have. So it's very much about, again, what you can do and what you can't.
And it's very person-specific, isn't it? It's very person-centred. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's going back to the conversation, I don't know if we had this off-air earlier, about talking about the impact that you can have on a company. It doesn't matter what your role is. Mm. It has a massive impact. It goes back to the, I don't know if you... Do you remember the JFK story where he went to Cape Canaveral to see the rocket launches and said to the guy who was the cleaner there, you know, what do you do? So he said, I help to put people on the moon. Mm. And that's exactly what
our guys do.
Mm. You know, it's about, it doesn't matter what the role is. It's about if you feel passionate about that role and you're doing that to the best of your ability, the impact you're having on the wider company is exceptional.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
So from your point of view, I guess you have a client base that you're looking for.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that one of the things you might need is some more employers
to
talk to you. So currently at the moment, how do you go about engaging potential employers?
Oh, well, one of my members of staff, Mark Parrin, who I think you
know. I know Mark very well.
Yeah, he is our employment engagement officer.
He goes around and threatens them with a baseball bat.
He does,
bat.
Yeah. Yeah. he works really closely with employers to find a way of how can we make this easy for you?
Yeah.
So tell us what you're looking for, how we can support you, fills in a profile with the employer, exactly what they're looking for, what this job description could look like.
Yeah.
We may then start to job carve, which means to look at the job and pick out bits that we think some of our clients could do, and also add some bits that our clients can do that may not have been considered.
Yeah.
And then we really work tailor-made to what that employer wants.
Yeah.
So it's not about square pegs and round holes. It's not about we've got 300 people to work with this year, so let's all pop them in one big shop. This is not what it's about at all. It is really specific for those individuals' needs.
Fantastic. It's really interesting because we do have massive skill shortages in every sector of employment in Kent. Certainly, it's really hard to employ people now. It's really hard to get people to job. We're technically almost at full employment. I know there's still a million people unemployed, but that's a bit of a misnomer because a lot of them aren't actually long-term unemployed. They're like between jobs or whatever. Mm. It's really difficult to find staff. So employers are kind of being forced to look at alternatives.
Yeah.
So for the first time, a lot more employers are taking notice of these kind of resources that are available. I ran an event in conjunction with the Federation of Small Business and Mark Parrin at the beginning of the year at County Hall, in which we invited some employers to come and hear from people with supported needs who were in work already, who told us about their experience of being in work. And then we also heard from their employers. And that was That was a blowaway job. That was it was mind-blowing stuff. People just went, wow, what, really? We had web designers, we had database programmers, people with some really top-end skills. You know, this wasn't just all shelf-stacking and, you know, and sweeping up. There were people with real top skills. And the employers were really made up with the skills that they'd managed to find here. So it's really important that employers look at this, because it's not what you think. There's a whole range of skills, and your group, Alicia, are really great at identifying those skills.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I say, we concentrate purely on what you can do.
Yeah. And it's amazing that the talent that a lot of people have.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And quite a lot of it's self-taught in the first place, because they had no alternative.
Yeah. But I think, Paul, as well, I think the thing that they come with, so, for example, look at my Jack, autistic.
Yeah.
He comes with a skill of being the greatest teacher in communication to you.
Yeah.
He will change your culture like no other person.
Yeah.
And that isn't a skill. We don't look at them and think, oh, what skills are they coming with? They've got these animated, extraordinary human skills that they have had to build as part of a support network of themselves. I mean, not many of us will have had the journey that they have had to go through. Jack has gone through adversity like I've never seen.
Yeah.
So he comes with a skill that you might not value, but when he's there, wow, then you'll go, my goodness, this has changed the culture of our business.
And your Jack's a chef as well.
He is now, yeah.
Yeah, he's a very good chef. I know someone called Jack as well that also has autism, and he's a DJ on our radio station. And he's a young man in his late teens, and he has very high autism levels. I don't know how you describe that properly. But 2 years ago, his parents came to us and said he's really fascinated by music. Could he spend a day in the studio? So, yeah. So he came and spent a day looking around and stuff like that. And he was just so enthusiastic about everything. And I said to him, would you fancy doing a show? And he, yeah. So he's been doing a show Sunday morning. He does a Sunday morning show, 9 o'clock, every Sunday. He's been doing it 2 years, does it on his own. Yeah. It's absolutely awesome. And he's amazing. He's a machine, Jack. He's brilliant. He'll go live to the mic and he'll go, next, I'm going to play Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow by Fleetwood Mac. It was recorded at 9:45 in the morning on the 17th of July, 1963. The weather at the time was slightly rainy, but it got better in the afternoon. And there's he knows. He just knows it all. And people, because he's on the radio, people think he's looking at some database. He isn't. At the Christmas dinner, it was hilarious. I sat next to him at the Christmas dinner, and there's all these people going, OK, here's a record for you. And he's going, bang.
It's just so lovely to see people grow as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? We've got got a chap who, on the autistic spectrum, who went to work in a call centre, who was initially quite terrified of the whole experience. And it was quite an American ethos you were talking earlier. So on the Friday, they used to have power hugs. And, you know, this guy found this incredibly difficult. It wasn't the way he worked. You know, he liked his own space.
A lot of British people would find that incredibly difficult.
And now he's progressed so much. He runs his own team. And he also leads the power hugs on a Friday as well. So to see somebody being really apprehensive and then to be supported into doing this.
But isn't it interesting, though, that there's nothing special about that, if you see what I mean. All of us are on a growth path. You know, we're all growing as we go along. We all gain experience and we all move into something. And we just don't always think about that. That says, OK, but your starting point is way down here. But until you start and do something, you're never going to shift from that point.
No,
you know, and it's about progressing it and letting it grow and letting it take hold and letting people find their own place in it.
Definitely. I mean, we find that employers really start to value not only the staff that have come in from Kent Supported Employment, but their own staff as well, starting to see them in a different light and actually thinking, do you know, I need to start seeing people and, you know, being the best that they can be.
Yeah.
Having a much more diverse workforce, it makes it a lot of a friendlier place to work, people a lot more accepting. And then a world where people with disabilities feel part of and they add value to society, you know, being recognised for their strengths and skills.
Yeah. They still have passions, and I think when they've been given the opportunity to unlock that passion and not be afraid to be able to express that, then you get the best out of them. Then you talk about employee engagement and feeling empowered, and then everyone feels part of the team and not them and us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without being too funny and without sounding too kind of mercenary about it as well, you also find that people that have been given a chance like that are incredibly loyal.
Definitely.
Incredibly loyal, and you don't get a load of messing about with them like you do with some other people that go, do you know what, mate, I want a pay rise, and if you don't give me a pay rise, I'm not coming to work. You don't get a lot of that because they're just so passionate and loyal about having been given the chance to grow into something that they will do it. You know, I'm not suggesting for 1 minute you should exploit that, but... you know, it is another massive benefit.
It's a massive benefit. And a lot of people, you know, talk about on the autistic spectrum, will tell you exactly and they'll be honest. And that's quite refreshing in the workplace. And other members of staff learn an awful lot from that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think what you just said just now, Alicia, is key for me because we quite often talk about diversity, but we don't really know what that means. There's some kind of political definition of it somewhere. But this is the reality of diversity. And the interesting thing about that, and you mentioned it, and I think you're absolutely right, is that it suddenly wakes other people up to it as well. Yeah. And they go, do you know what? It just shows you, you know, maybe I've got some hidden talents I don't know I've got. Mm. Yeah. Or maybe if I tried to do X, Y, or Z, I could be good at it. I think that's one of the biggest eye-openers of something like that. Of not being the same as everyone else. You know, it's interesting. I mentioned earlier, I lost my dad recently. My dad was disabled. He was deaf from birth. His 10 brothers and sisters were all deaf, and my grandma's deaf. And he grew up at a time when that just, you know, that was, you know, well, there's no point coming to school, Vic. You know, we've got no one can do, you know, off you go. So he started work when he was 12 because, you know, and he ended up running his own building business. And the beauty of the way that he conducted himself is he used his disability to his own advantage when he needed to. Yeah. So his men would talk behind his back and he'd go, they think I don't know they're talking about me, but I know they are. I just can't hear what they're saying, but I know they're talking about me. But then they go, oh, you promised me this. And he'd go, nah, don't remember that. So, yeah, there are advantages and disadvantages in everything, and the task is to leverage your advantages. I love the work that you guys are doing. I think it's really important. If there are people out there that are running businesses and they think, do you know what, I want to find out more about that, what can they do to get involved?
I think you've got the link on your...
Yeah, we have. There is a link on our website.
Yeah. So on the KCC website, there's a Kent Supported Employment link. Or you can email me direct, if you would prefer, on alicia.moyles, A-L-I-C-I-A, .moyles, M-O-Y-L-E-S, at kent.gov.uk. And we'd love to come and speak to you and explain how this could work for you. No pressure.
Absolutely.
Or if you've got somebody that you think, do you know what, a relative of mine would really benefit from this, please feel free to contact me again. We can put you through to social services and get the ball rolling for you.
Fantastic. Please do that out there. This is a fabulous scheme. There's lots of help and support available. It is really interesting. We hope, I'm going to be talking to Mark again soon about staging another event that similar to the one we ran before, because I've had so many people come to me and go, oh, I missed that, I didn't know it was happening, and I've heard good things about it. Do get in touch with Alicia and her team. You know, there's no pressure, there's no forcing you to do anything. You can just find out and get the inside track on it. Do that. Alicia, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bump
Show. Lovely, thanks very much for your time.
Do stay with us for the rest of the show. If you want to find out more, if you go to the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website, there is a link. That link will be on there forever. It will be on the show number 325, which is the show today. The link's there. The link to the KCC supported group is there. Do check it out. Check out the website or drop Alicia an email. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cool. We're fast approaching the halfway point in the show. We've got trillions of tweets still pouring in. Had a tweet from House to Home. H2H underscore estates saying, can I have the Business Bunker shout out? Who else we got? Caroline and Liz.
Yeah.
Caroline and Liz, the Organic Sisters.
I love
it's
them.
It's not easy to say that.
I love them.
Yeah. The Organic Sisters, Riverford underscore Kent. Caroline and Liz, plan your week's delivery. Live life on the veg, it says. Do you get it? Live life on the veg. Like it.
I'd love a delivery from them. They could deliver us something, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Let's have a delivery, girls.
Yeah, what should we have? Push pineapple.
Shake the tree.
Shake the tree, yeah. Riverford.co.uk, hashtag organic sisters. They deliver in Kent.
Yeah, let's have some veg, girls. Let's have some veg and
I like
fruit
that, though. Live life on the veg.
It's good. Mm. It's good.
Very good. Very
We've got
good.
Canterbury CAB at Vanilla Web. Hello, hashtag Business Bunker Radio. Have a great show. We're looking for trustees to help change people's lives. Let's make a difference. Go check them out.
Yeah, Canterbury Citizens Advice. Do check them out. We've got Kent International Business. Business Bunker Show. Shout out, please. Could you mention... hashtag ISE 2, the number 2, C's. That's ISE, number 2, C's, S-E-A-S, event on the 24th of May. And we're helping firms to export. Yeah. And there's a website, which is iseproject.eu.sites. Best thing to do is to follow them on the Twitter. Mm. And their Twitter handle is Kent_INT_biz. So do give them a follow.
And here's one. Here's a shout-out to BNI Pioneer. This is from Catherine Holt, who we've had on here before. And also, she was at Release Your Brilliance on Thursday. So we meet, here, Paul, you aren't going to like this. We meet on Fridays at the Village Hotel at 6 o'clock in the morning till 9. Hardcore. Come and join us for breakfast and £15. So, Catherine, there's your shout-out, darling. Would you go? At 6 o'clock, would you go?
No.
You could go and do a workout in there afterwards.
We could. Yeah. That's a great idea.
I haven't got home to go to bed at 6 o'clock, let alone getting up then. Lisa Settle's been on.
Has she?
Yeah.
She's been away. She's always away at the minute. Lisa, when are you ever here?
She's doing loads of things. She's doing the Business Diaries as well. I'm speaking at the next one. I'm telling the story.
Which one are you going to tell a story of? What out of your many stories?
I don't know yet. It isn't the night. I'll decide on the night.
Laugh about this, right? This is true. We did it. We were speaking, and Paul was speaking before me, and I said, "So what are you at?" And I was doing my live, and I've got Ali Harold there, and the three of us. It's classic. It's a brilliant piece of video, isn't it? Mm. And I'm going, "So Paul, what are you speaking about?" And he's literally due to go on stage in about 20 minutes. He went, "I don't know." I was like, "Awesome, I quite like that." Yeah, so
I hadn't heard it yet. I don't know what I was going to say. I haven't heard what I was going to say. Anyway, Lisa said, and she's talking about the lunch I mentioned for my special birthday, yeah? And she said, "Oh, that lunch was delicious. Harry Covert's an absolute chef." But, oh, no, she's spotted it now. She said, it wasn't your 21st, was it?
50th.
50th?
Yeah, that's what it was, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
Well, I know. Yeah. I'm being nice to you.
No, it wasn't. No, it was my 18th.
Homebrew class. Join our head.
I just cycle them every 20 years.
Homebrew class. Join our head barista Chase on homebrewing journey as he teaches you how to make great coffee at home, from choosing the right beans to achieving the perfect grind for your device and getting the coffee recipe just right location.
Perfect what?
It's just right. Sorry, I'll speak Kentish. Just right.
Just right.
Just right.
Just right.
He is at the Garage Coffee at Fruitworks. Fruitworks. Ah, I love them.
It's good stuff, that coffee, I'll tell you.
Is it?
Yeah.
You should have brought some into... Oh, you're not there, are you?
No, I've been in for a while.
No.
Go there and drink it. It's worth it. And you can use the Wi-Fi and you can set up your laptop and we've got plug-ins on the tabletops.
I'll have a chat with who owns that. I'll see if I can get some in
there. Where are you weighing there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this is at Fruitworks at Canterbury. And it's on Tuesday the 9th of May. That's today.
Yeah.
Wow, 5 o'clock today.
Yeah,
so it's barista an hour training. And a half.
Yeah.
Nice. We want your networking back. You know, so many people are saying that to you. Come on. Pull your finger out.
There's a teaser went out this morning. There's a teaser went out. George Beresford, who works for me there, put out a teaser. It's just a little mini Giphy video thing that just says, create. It's a teaser.
You don't need to put any teasers out. Everybody keeps telling you they want the Fruitworks networking back. It was a great, great success.
Mm-hmm.
We used to get 60, 70 people there.
100 was our best one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There's a market there.
Cost me a fortune in pizza.
Don't give them pizza.
Yeah, that's
Do you know what we did at Release Your Brilliance? I remember the girl saying to us, oh, we better put on a thing of... choice. And I said, no, we're just going to go all gluten-free. They were like, you can't do that. Everybody loved it. So Chilston Park were amazing. All gluten-free. People, if you don't give them a choice, perfect.
Mm. Fantastic. Right, do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to go over to James in the newsroom and we'll be back after the news, weather and sport. Here we go.
Channel Radio News Update. Theresa May has confirmed the Conservative manifesto will promise to cap standard variable energy tariffs. She's been writing in The Sun and says she wants to end rip-off bills. Industry bosses have said the plans could mean higher prices.